Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, if Dom were here, we would both chastise you, you smart-ass Fancy Brian. You know it's not the same occupation that happened here at the Wisconsin State Capitol. That was a peaceful protest. That was not a coup-directed insurrection. We had no intention of locking the lawmakers in the tunnels and freaking gassing them out. Now, you feel properly chastised, I hope. You and Sting both.
See, I thought you were talking about the song. Every breath you take, and you know, also involving the police as well. I mean, I got flow here, man.
Oh, you're flowing. We will come back to more of Brian's musical selections later. But Fancy Brian, we got to play some sound right now, and we're gonna continue this reporting about this troubling filing in the courts. The Proud Boys were trying to lock the Congress people in the tunnels beneath the Capitol. And Barry Loudermilk, a Republican congressperson from Georgia, took one of the people. Now, he claimed he didn't take anybody on tours January 5th, even though people had witnessed him taking tours. Well, it wasn't me. It didn't happen. And then yesterday, before the January 6th committee released the video of his buddy out there, you know, saying he's going to go stab Nancy Pelosi and pull out some hair, yank him out by their hair. Well, that very person was on the tour taking photographs of the tunnels, the security checkpoints, and others. And a public filing in the federal courts happened today. We'll get back to that. But the January 6th committee hearing. Now, I had been optimistic, Fancy Brian, there would be more hearings today. There will not be. But the committee did make an announcement. There will be more hearings beginning tomorrow. We got a little sound from Liz Cheney, the Republican congresswoman from Wyoming. I believe she's talking, giving a little preview of what's going to happen tomorrow. Let's play it for the people. Fancy, we're going to play it out live, the J6 hearings, again, tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock Central Time. We're doing it live. So tune in right here. But let's play it for the people. Cut 10, Rep. Liz Cheney.
In our next hearing on Thursday, the Select Committee will examine President Trump's relentless effort on January 6th, and in the days beforehand, to pressure Vice President Pence to refuse to count lawful electoral votes.
Okay, more from Cheney, cut 11.
President Trump's advisors knew what he was saying was false, and they told him so directly and repeatedly.
And was it criminal? Probably, cut 12.
As a federal judge has indicated, this likely violated two federal criminal statutes.
And one more plot to overturn the election. This is Congresswoman Liz Cheney. This actually dropped yesterday. We're playing it for you today. Cut 13, please.
President Trump had no factual basis for what he was doing, and he had been told it was illegal. Despite this, President Trump plotted with a lawyer named John Eastman and others to overturn the outcome of the election on January 6th.
Well, we're going to talk more about John Eastman in this big show, and we can talk to you, 844-967-2789. And actually, Fancy Brian, I know you've got more of this. This was a couple-minute, you know, statement made by Liz Cheney, but it also included a clip, a preview of some of the witness testimony we're going to see tomorrow in the big hearing. Fancy Brian, if we could get that part, that's what I'd really like to play for, you know, our fair audience. You got that? Okay, play it for the people. I'm sorry. Bear with me just a second. I want to see if I can get this right. First is Liz Cheney, and then it's testimony. Shoot, I don't know who it is. I have to look it up.
I have it up here. I'll let you know as we go.
Okay, that'd be great. Play it.
It was the day after. Eastman, I don't remember why he
called me. This is Eric Hirschman.
He texted me or called me. Wanted to talk with me, and he said he couldn't reach others. And he started to ask me about something dealing with Georgia and preserving something potentially for appeal. And I said to him, "Are you out of your effing mind?" Right? I said, said, I only want to hear two words coming out of your mouth from now on. Orderly transition. And then he screamed and said, I don't want to hear any other effing words coming out of your mouth, no matter what, other than orderly transition. Repeat those words to me. And I screamed at him. Eventually he said, orderly transition. I said, good, John. Now I'm going to give you the best free legal advice you're ever getting in your life. Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it. And then I hung up on him.
And then he hung up on him. I've got a little coverage from the Washington Post, Greg Sargent. I mean, plot's thickening really quickly. Someone's pouring some cornstarch and not stirring very well because that plot is thickening, baby. Decoding Liz Cheney's big hint about John Eastman and Donald Trump. This from Greg Sargent at the Washington Post. We just heard the little preview. I'm going to say it again. Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. You're going to need it. So warned one of former President Donald Trump's lawyers in a video released Tuesday by the January 6th Select Committee. That lawyer was testifying about a message he sent to John Eastman, who developed a blueprint. A blueprint? Yeah, let's call it a blueprint for Trump to pressure his vice president, Mike Pence, into subverting the 2020 election. The suggestion, of course, is that Eastman's activities were criminal. I think they were. And the release of that video, which largely featured Rep. Liz Cheney previewing Thursday's hearing as committee vice chair, had its desired effect. It built media anticipation for a new set of revelations. I'm so eager. I'm so gleeful about these hearings. We're going to play them live. Did I mention that? 9 o'clock a.m. Central Time, right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. Back to this important article. But to really grasp the importance of this, focused on a different quote. One from Cheney. In the video, Cheney reminds us the committee has convincingly demonstrated that Trump was extensively informed he'd lost. Cheney then said Thursday's hearing will focus on Trump's relentless pressure on Pence to subvert the electoral count in Congress. Here was the quote from Cheney. President Trump had no factual basis for what he was doing, and he had been told it was illegal. That, of course, is Cheney. Despite this, she added, Trump plotted with Eastman and others to overturn the election on January 6, 2021. Now, according to Greg Sargent, a crucial hint there is that Trump had been told this was illegal. This suggests the committee might furnish new evidence that Trump had been warned that such pressure, which constituted an effort to push Pence into violating his official duty, would violate the law. Well, you can't pressure the vice president into breaking the law. That would also be criminal intent. Do tell more, Greg Sargent. A source close to Cheney tells me the committee is very likely to present such evidence. When Cheney says such things, the source says it's based on information the committee knows. Little tease, right? Now, Trump's pressure on Pence to abuse his role as president of the Senate by delaying the election conclusion is the key that unlocks the whole scandal. Eastman concocted a bogus legal justification for Pence to secure this delay, which would allow the states to revisit the voting, find it fraudulent, and certify sham electors for Trump overturning his loss. That's the plan, right? That's the coup plot. But also critical is that Trump was told this would be illegal on Pence's part. What's more, Trump appears to have been told his pressure on Pence to do that might also be illegal. So not only does Trump know it's illegal for Pence to do it, Trump is also forewarned to pressure Pence to do it is illegal on Trump's part. Sorry, I'm kind of reading ham-handedly. Hopefully I explain better. What do you know about this part of the story? We know that Pence's counsel drafted a memo forcefully informing Trump that if Pence carried out a scheme, he'd be in violation of the Electoral Count Act of 1887, which governs how Congress counts presidential electors. Which means Trump was told he was pressing Pence to violate his official duty and to break the law. Like Trump cares, man. Yeah, Pence, break some laws. Yet Trump kept doing so, including on January 6th, when he hammered Pence again in a phone call and then whipped up the mob to put still more pressure on Pence to carry out the dirty deed. on whether Trump was told his act of bringing this pressure might also be illegal, recall that the Select Committee has obtained relevant text between Fox News' Sean Hannity. Man, it'd be ironic if Hannity's text were the damning text that got Trump in, you know, more legal jeopardy, but let me read on. You know, the text messages between Fox News' Sean Hannity and Trump's chief of staff, Mark Meadows. In them, Hannity suggested he had inside knowledge of the White House conversations about whether Trump's pressure on Pence was legal. Hannity even seemed to suggest the whole White House counsel's office might quit over this. So does the committee have more evidence that Trump or his top advisors were informed that pressuring Pence violated the law? Question mark. Cheney sure seemed to hint at as much. So what laws might be implicated here? A federal judge recently declared that Trump's pressure on Pence might have violated two laws. One prohibits the obstruction of an official proceeding, you know, the counting of the electors. The other bars conspiracy to defraud the United States. Trump and Eastman may have conspired to disrupt that count. I would say they did. If Trump had been told pressuring Pence was illegal, it could buttress the case that Trump violated either of these statutes. It could constitute more evidence that Trump did one or both of these things, let's call it corruptly, says Randall Eliason, a white-collar crime specialist. His quote, conspiracy to defraud the U.S. and conspiracy to obstruct a congressional proceeding require the government to prove corrupt or wrongful intent. This is one more piece. What do they call it? Of evidence? I know Trump's not a big believer in the evidence, but, you know, it's evidentiary. In other words, if Trump were informed that pressuring Pence had put him on shaky legal ground, yet he continued doing so anyways, it could disarm the argument that Trump simply believed he'd won the election and that he was merely exercising his legal options in response. Eliason cautioned that this would represent one piece of a broader effort to prove Trump's corrupt intent throughout. Other pieces include strong evidence that Trump knew he'd lost, yet tried to overturn the results anyways, and that Trump pressured the Justice Department. This is the most troubling part, that Trump pressured the Justice Department to manufacture fake evidence of widespread voter fraud to create a pretext for the whole scheme. In this narrative, Eliason said Trump pressuring Pence would constitute one of a number of incidents that tend to show his state of mind. We still don't know if Trump or his co-conspirators will ever face a criminal investigation. Come on, man. Greg Sargent, don't talk like that. You're wrecking my buzz here. But Cheney just dropped a big hint about the case the committee will make against both Eastman and Trump. Get a great effing criminal defense lawyer. Indeed. Greg Sargent at the Washington Post. You know, we got some great lawyers on the team here, man. I can't wait till Saturday. You know, a couple more hearings play out between now and then, I think. At least one on Thursday. And on Saturday mornings, 9 to 11 a.m., right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw, we got our own legal eagle, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. And Jim will have some morning cannolis. He'll break down the latest from the J6 hearings. And we may just invite Jim back on Fridays. He's a frequent flyer on Fridays. We appreciate when he does so. So there's some new news out there, folks. And I mean, I have suspected the worst, and they've exceeded my expectations. Gassing Congress people in the Capitol chambers or perhaps in the tunnels underneath. We've got insurrectionist tours being led by Republican congressional members. And that's not even the ones that objected to the election or were part of the coup attempt. I mean, I can't wait till we start seeing the evidence laid out against Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz, he's in this mix as well. He's one of the conspirators, along with Eastman, Navarro. Can't forget Trump, of course. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. The plot, it's thickening. Like me and Fancy's waistline. 844-967-2789. I'll speak for myself. Mine's thickening.
Get impeached. I went up a lot in the polls when I got impeached.
I think the White House could have handled this better.
It's called the Stop Snitching Campaign.
Didn't do it. Lawyer f***ed me.
And they weren't there for him. They were there for me.